The new Agriculture Department farm income forecast for this year is probably not going to be a surprise to anyone.
We're showing farm income in general down relative to 2017.
USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson forecasting net farm income $65.7 billion, down 13% from 2017. Net cash income $91.5 billion, a drop of 12%. Yes, part of that is from lower commodity prices, but he says that's partially offset by higher production. So actually,
the big change is the increase in production expenditures, up by about $12 billion.
Or about 3.3%, led by increases in fuel, feed, labor costs, and interest payments on debt. Farm debt expected up 3.5%.
2017 net cash income, $104 billion. 2018 is expected to be $91.5 billion. So that's a decline of 12% from 17 to 18. Net farm income, $75.5 billion in 2017, $65.7 billion in 2018. So that's a decline of 13% for net farm income between 17 and 18.
Also bringing potential farm income down, a more than 17% drop in government payments to farmers. But Johansson says the payments in the trade assistance package just announced are not included in this estimate because
we do not know when those payments will be made and how big those payments will be.
Large farm businesses make up a bit less than half the total number of farms in this country, but account for over 90% of the production. And for those farms for this year,
we expect overall net cash income down 20%.
The fourth year in a row of falling incomes, and USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson in his new 2018 farm income forecast using that word falling a lot when looking at those farm businesses and the income they'll derive from what they produce. Compared to last year,
wheat falling, corn falling, soybeans falling, cotton falling, specialty crops falling, and other crops falling pretty consistently relative to last year.
For livestock operations,
similar story. Pretty large decline across the board. Almost a 30% decline in hogs, more than a 30% decline in dairy.
Those tariffs really cutting into those commodities. Where does this leave the major farm businesses financially? Johansson says 1 out of 10 are either highly or very highly leveraged, about the same as it's been the last couple of years. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.